I'm sorry.
The face of a woman.
What was the question?
With long brown hair and brown eyes.
You're in Texas, right?
Fills the screen.
Well, a lot of my clients are small business owners, so, you know, work is always going to be crazy for me around the holidays. Regardless of whatever else I have going on.
An apartment. The furniture is covered in dust cloths. The dark-haired woman is about to exit.
Okay, Jerry.
She gives a small dog a treat and gathers a bunch of gift bags.
Okay, you want a treat? Boy. Okay. Oh, what a mess.
Arms loaded, she exits the apartment. Her bags get stuck in the door as she tries to close it.
Luckily, I'm a multitasker.
A man.
Yeah, I mean, to be this busy at Christmas time is not ideal, but I feel really lucky to have the work. So, I have to stay flexible. When it comes to social plans, especially, those have to come second.
A park, the man sits down on a bench with a woman. The man.
I love you so much.
The woman.
I love you too.
And I want to spend the rest of my life.
He reaches into his pocket. The ring box flies away.
No. Cut!
They're actually on a movie set. Next, in a therapist's office, a dark-haired woman.
I just think that you need to be very clear and realistic about what you can accomplish in a day.
She's distracted by her phone.
So there are no disappointments. Things don't get...
Now on the street, she walks and talks on the phone.
Out of hand.
You can deduct the dinner, just not the birthday party.
Okay.
The woman stuffs letters into a mailbox.
Okay. Hey.
She checks her phone. There's a message. New deadline. Call ASAP. The man.
Now, I can direct, but I can't always control. Do you know what I mean?
It's exactly why I'm the right man for the job. Because it takes a special soul, a creative soul, to find emotion in 30 seconds. Taxi! Taxi!
He flags a cab.
It's like a little haiku. It's like a thing.
The cab stops on the other side of the street and he runs across.
Hold on one second. Hey, man.
When I figured that out, boom, game changer.
Come on!
He goes back across the street.
No, I'm good, not you. No, I was just trying to catch a cab.
Now in an office, the man and woman sit on either end of a couch. A woman looks at them. She's a marriage counselor.
Okay. Now that we've established what you've worked out, let's discuss what you haven't.
I mean, pretty good.
Well, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Title card, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Hallmark Channel, Crown Media Productions. A couple decorates a tree. Lit up tree in a public square. A family enjoys Christmas dinner. A couple dancing. Credits, Christopher Palaha. A couple opening gifts. The couple twirls among snowflakes. In the therapist's office.
Okay, then.
Therapist.
Why don't we take a step back and talk a little bit more about the renovation?
Oh.
The dark-haired woman.
Well, that's all Robbie.
Why do you say it like that?
Because it is.
Robbie.
She gave me complete creative control over the entire renovation. So.
Because you remind me that you're the creative one.
Baby, you can chime in whenever you want.
I did. About the microwave?
The microwave cannot be the centerpiece of our kitchen.
I don't want it to be the centerpiece. I just have two things that I really care about. One, I do not want an all-white kitchen.
Which is a non-issue.
And two, I need to be able to reach the microwave.
You cannot put a microwave on an island. It doesn't look good.
Well, you can't put it on top of the cabinets either. I need a ladder to cook.
Who's putting it on the cabinets? I'm not putting it
you
on the cabinets.
You don't even cook. What do you care?
It's just beautifully elevated, a little off-center.
You could just put little
smack
cabinets
dab in the middle
over
of the kitchen.
You're
no one
creative?
Wants a microwave in the middle of the kitchen.
Okay, time out.
Okay.
I think we all know this isn't actually about the renovation.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be done.
Today.
December 16th. Workers out on a plane to Heathrow with our parents.
But we keep hitting obstacles for ourselves. So we just thought, I don't know, let them go off and have a couple's retreat without us.
To Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We insisted that they still go.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
Yeah, we can't be on another continent, you know, 5 time zones away when we're
We gotta finish the remodel. We gotta finish. Besides, they're super tight.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice that they've given you some space to work on all these issues. Oh, man, no, they have no idea.
Yeah, this is just between us.
So now we're stuck in our dusty half apartment Christmas.
Alone. Together.
Good.
Good? Why good?
Well, now we're finally getting somewhere. This isn't about microwaves. It's not about renovations. This is about feeling alone together. Can we all agree on that? I just don't know if we work together anymore.
It's been 13 years. And maybe we've grown apart.
Maybe. Or maybe you do just need to get away for the holidays. I have an idea. I know a couple that just came back from this charming, somewhat of, shall I say, different nook of a town. I think I have the article. Oh, yes.
The therapist picks up a magazine.
Gracious Vermont. All the goodness you need.
And only a few hours away.
I mean, you know, if anything goes wrong with the remodel, you know, we just come back to the city and...
Doesn't it look a tad bit too romantic, given where we are?
This is our first Christmas together. Yes?
Yeah.
Let's not do a second. If you don't start connecting, start getting on the same page together, it's only going to get worse. And it could be fun. It could go horribly wrong. But probably it'll be fun. Either way, if you don't even try, you won't have a relationship to come home to.
Later, the couple's on the road in the car with the dog.
Hey, buddy. It's not too long of a drive, just long enough, okay? Why don't you go in the back and take a nap?
Here, go. Okay?
Rob pushes the dog to the back seat.
Thank you.
The woman answers her phone.
Hey, Mom. How's London?
Her mom.
Great. You know, I just woke up. All fresh and ready for dinner. Oh, I wish you guys were here with us.
I know. Same. Did you get my message?
About having to be out now?
Yeah, between the dust and the fumes and the extra crew that Robbie's bringing in to finish, there's no room for us.
Well, I've never been to... what's the name of that place? Gracious. But, you know, I'm so glad you guys found a close getaway.
Rob.
Hi, Judy.
Hey.
Have fun tonight. We love you guys.
You too, sweethearts. And remember, I'm expecting lots of photos. Oh, it won't feel like Christmas without seeing your cheery faces every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start now.
Okay.
She leans closer to Rob, holding the phone up.
Yay!
Hey.
He leans in, then moves away.
Just the red button.
Bye,
the
Judy. Red button. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Bye, okay. Judy. Oh, boy.
They continue driving. Now they arrive in Gracious, population 513. GPS.
You've arrived at your destination.
Rob pulls over.
I don't see it. Do you see the inn anywhere?
The woman notices a cheese shop.
No, but I do see a whole lot of cheese. Feel free to drop me off here.
What the heck?
He sees someone leading a llama on a leash.
Wow.
She wasn't kidding when she said this place was different.
Proceed to your designated route.
There is no designated route. You said we reached our destination.
Robbie, don't get mad at her.
I'm not mad, baby. I'm lost.
Well, the town doesn't look that big. Just keep going straight.
They continue driving down the main street.
Look, there it is.
Where?
Right at the end of the block.
Kathy?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
They pull up in front of the inn. Rob looks up into a tree. There's a giant ornament above them. Now in the lobby, 8 days until Christmas.
Proceed to destination.
At the front desk, a man chats on the phone.
Pies for pets at the Christmas market? I mean, who wouldn't want to support that?
Who's that? Caleb.
Well, you know I love to bake, so I am happy to help.
What are you doing?
Caleb, you volunteered to run the whole Christmas market. It doesn't matter that it's just for one day. It's huge. So the least we can do is bake a few pies.
It's Christmas.
You just let us know how many you need. Okay.
We're baking how many pies?
Don't worry. She doesn't need them until the 23rd.
The couple and their dog enters.
It's the season for doing, right?
Or taking on too much.
I'm sure she won't need that.
Another dog greets them.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. I see you met Rosie girl.
Yeah, well, Jerry certainly has.
You must be the Grays.
Rob.
Yeah, you could probably find us under Rebecca.
Great. I'm Vince. This is my husband, Brian. We are the owners here.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
It says here that you booked a two-bedroom suite for 8 nights. Is that correct?
I don't know. Is
Rebecca.
It?
I just thought it'd be nice to have a little space. You know, you do snore a little.
I do snore when I'm laying on my back. This one grinds her teeth all night long.
I can always wear a night guard.
You don't want to see that.
Vince.
So we're good with the two bedrooms then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Great. And how did you hear about us?
A friend.
Yep, friend.
Great. Mm. Well, as I'm sure you saw, the town is just a quick two-block walk, and here are some pamphlets for all of the activities leading up to Christmas.
Okay.
And since you're not checking out until the 26th, you're going to have a chance to enjoy them all.
Well, we will definitely check these out.
Brian.
You need help with your bags?
No, you know the old rule. Just pack what you can carry.
Lucky number 13, just up the stairs on the left. Settle in. If you have any questions, just let us know.
I do have a question. Can I get my own key?
Vince gives Rob a key.
There you go.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right, come on.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
The couple heads for their room.
They're going to need a lot of work.
Okay, go ahead.
Now they enter the room. Rob brings in all the bags.
Here's your bags.
Thank you.
Well, it's cute.
They both head into their separate rooms. Rob takes off his jacket. They both exit their rooms. Back in the common area, they look at each other.
Seriously? Two bedrooms?
Look, I can go downstairs and change it.
Is that what you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want?
It's fine. I want to watch soccer.
Rob sits on the couch. He tries the TV, but it doesn't work.
Oh, come on.
Maybe there's a trick to it.
Would you like to see if you can fix it?
Okay, maybe we can just forget the English Premier League. There's breakfast with Santa at the syrup shop. Caroling. Christmas market on the 23rd. Ooh, and a parade. And why don't we do one of those?
There's a parade?
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Oh. Ooh, peppermint pretzels. You want one?
It's all you.
Well, come on, you're missing out.
Ron.
Who?
The electrician. Ronnie. Hey, brother, what's the good news? That's not good news.
Rob takes the call in his room.
No, Ron, Debbie, tried the circuit breaker. Okay, well, I don't know if you can't do that. What do you mean you can't make it symmetrical? That's the whole point of the kitchen design, is at the outlet.
Rebecca grabs her jacket.
6 inches apart, 6 inches off the countertop.
Come on, Jerry, let's go for a walk.
6 inches.
She heads for the door.
Come on.
The dog follows her out.
Sat down together.
Good boy. Come.
You said, why not?
Rebecca closes the door. Now Rebecca walks the dog.
Jerry, slow down. Hey, this is a two-block town. We have plenty of time. What are
Jerry
you...
finds a bowl of dog treats on the street.
Oh, I see. You're like a truffle hunter, huh? I don't know if we can have those, boy, because I think it's for customers, and we are not going in. As much as I need a portrait of an alpaca.
A woman exits the shop.
Hey, oh. Someone wants a treat. Hi, sorry. I hope that's okay.
Of course, that's what they're here for. Made fresh daily, organic, natch.
Wow, okay.
Oh, welcome to Kayla's Colorful Pet Portraits. Yeah, I am Kayla, and I paint pet portraits. Now, what's your name? Where are you from? I don't think I've met you before, because I would know you if you were from town. And who is this little cutie? And how'd you get his coat so darn shiny? You're coming in, right?
Oh, you know, I would love to, but we are in a bit of a rush. I have to meet someone, over there.
Oh, darn. Wait, hey, maybe next time.
Mm.
Great. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hi.
Kayla goes back inside.
That is why the human leads.
Later that night, the Green Bray Inn. Rob chats with Vince.
So there's really no trick for the TV?
Not that I know of, but people don't usually come here to watch television.
Well, no, of course, I'm not here to watch television either. I just, you know, I like it on in the background.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a VCR player in your room, and we have some movies, mostly romantic comedies.
Hmm, okay. I will take that reservation. What time is that for?
4:45 p.m.
For dinner?
If you want to eat tonight, it is.
Wow. Didn't know we needed a reservation.
Rebecca returns.
Reservation for what?
Just the finest restaurant in town. Here.
I think I read that.
Yeah. You're hungry, right? Yeah?
I mean, a little.
Good. Because we have a reservation in 15 minutes.
For dinner?
Welcome to Gracious.
Okay. I'll bring Jerry upstairs.
Okay. I'm gonna go get us a table.
Come on.
See you at dinner.
A little later, Rob and Rebecca are seated at a table.
Have you got the feeling you're being watched?
By a creepy elf?
There's a creepy elf hanging off the fireplace.
Or several.
I do now. Hey.
Hey. So, what looks good?
Well, actually, while you were putting Jerry away, I took the liberty and I ordered us dinner. I saw they had a beef Wellington, but then I saw they had a porterhouse for two.
You ordered me a steak?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
What?
Robbie, I stopped eating meat 3 months ago.
You did?
You knew that.
Cool. Clearly I did not.
No, I told you.
When I was asleep?
For 3 months, you hadn't noticed?
You know what? Your observational skills haven't been on point either. You didn't even notice that I was gone for 2 days.
No, I noticed.
You noticed when I came home.
Well, you work late at night and I'm gone early in the morning. I can't keep track of your schedule.
And I can't keep track of your culinary preferences.
Look, you're right. Just remember when we used to want to know, like, everything about each other.
They look around at other couples enjoying each other's company.
Bobby, what are we doing?
We are trying to have a lovely dinner.
Neither of us wants to be here. Neither of us is happy. Tell me in your heart that I'm wrong.
What do you want to do?
I just feel like we've tried everything. Keeping busy and working and the remodel. Marriage coach and nothing seems to work.
So what are you saying, Becca?
I'm saying I think we need to take some time apart. Just to think. Bobby, but we can't get to a dinner without arguing.
You're right. We should try a separation.
I just don't want it to get worse.
Do you want to go home? Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Yeah.
They're about to get up. Their dinner arrives.
I've got a porcini, Brussels sprout, and chestnut amuse-bouche. Compliments of the chef. Oh, and your martinis are on their way.
Thanks, Antonio. They ordered drinks, too.
The next morning, they're leaving the inn. Rebecca.
Okay, look, I know you hate suitcases. We're just going home a little bit early.
Speaking to Jerry.
We'll figure things out when we get there, okay? Come on. Robbie?
Rob.
Yeah?
They look at their car. The giant ornament has crashed through the back window.
You gotta be kidding me!
It's stuck in the window. A little later, a tow truck from Cindy's garage arrives. A woman gets out of the decorated tow truck. Rebecca.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Cindy checks out the damage.
Wow.
Cindy.
That ornament did some impressive damage.
Rob.
Yeah, that's an unusual word choice.
It's unfortunate, too.
Yeah, that's closer.
I always love those ornaments.
That's what's unfortunate?
How long is it going to take to replace the windshield? We were hoping to leave today.
Oh, yeah. A few days. Maybe a week.
A week? Why? Because of the holiday?
Not just how long it takes, but that's a good point. That could add some days, yeah. But we can say a few days for now. How's that?
That sounds good. Yep.
Thank you.
I'm going to go call in that order.
Thanks, Cindy.
Cindy goes off.
It's crazy. You can't get car service out here. We should have left last night.
I don't know whether I want to laugh or cry.
You know what? I'm going to find another place to stay for the week. I mean, I think that'll be less awkward, right?
I mean, that's silly. There's plenty of room.
Now the inn lobby.
I have taken care of checking you back in, and the rest of the week is on us.
Oh, seriously? You don't need to do that?
But we will gladly take it. Thanks.
Thank you.
And at least you won't miss the Sippin' Shop now. Starts at 3. It is one of our favorite holiday events. I mean, the front desk just has to fend for itself.
Is that heavy on the sip?
Vince produces a flyer.
Sippin' Shop it is.
Welcome back.
Vince holds out the room keys. Rob and Rebecca snatch them. Now Bernie's Country Store. Wine in hand, Vince chats with Kayla. Kayla.
Well, ideally, I'd love to have full-size pies for the adults and mini ones for the
Vince.
Kids.
So 100 total?
Each.
Brian.
Why are we doing this again?
Every year we have the same old Christmas market, which is great, but it's just shopping. Pies for pets adds this whole other level.
Hmm. Pets? What?
All caps, honey. Pet Excellent Treatment Society.
Oh, sounds like a sweet charity.
Yeah, and Dave was always kind of a Grinch, so it just feels good to give back.
Yeah, I never did love your ex.
Now, I've already got everyone chipping in on ingredients. I will send you the list, and I'm doing pie tins.
Great.
The waiter appears.
What about me? How can I help?
How would you feel about bartending?
Kayla goes off with the waiter.
I'm thinking hot chocolate, mulled wine to go with the pies.
I know.
Rob and Rebecca enter.
Hey, Rebecca. Don't worry, we don't have to stay long. Just one drink and buy a few things in and out. Just act normal.
Rob.
How else would I act?
You know what I mean.
Vince and Brian bring them wine.
Hi.
Hi.
We thought you might like these.
And I bet you're wondering what all the hot ticket items are around here, so follow us.
Rebecca sips her wine.
I know, I'm wondering about the hot ticket items.
This is really good.
Now at a gift table. The waiter sniffs an item. Brian sniffs a candle. Rob gets a couple more glasses of wine.
I still feel terrible about the windshield.
Brian.
But at least he gets some extra time to relax.
Rob.
No, we're not very good at that.
Vince.
Well, we can help with that. Put you right to work. I'm kidding.
Smell that.
Ooh. Brian holds a candle out to Rebecca. Ooh. She sniffs.
Sold it.
Where's the cheese?
Now at the cheese table.
9, 10, 11, 12. How many different kinds of cheeses are there?
Rebecca samples cheese.
You guys mentioned putting me to work. I think like manning the front desk.
You're funny. No, we're talking about baking.
Huh. Oh, you wouldn't want us in your kitchen.
Speak for yourself, pretty lady. I can bake.
Since when? Are you some kind of secret baker? Look at these soap dishes. They're so cute. I need one.
Do you really need a soap dish?
I think it's an olive dish.
Tomato, tomato. Oh, look at these.
All right. So what kind of baking are we talking about?
Pies.
Pies.
Rob downs his wine.
Pies I could do.
The next morning, Rob and Rebecca's room. Rob and Rebecca simultaneously open the doors to their respective rooms. Leaning on the door frames, rather hungover, they notice the pile of stuff they purchased last night. Rob.
What the heck is that?
Rebecca.
I have no idea what happened last night. Coffee?
Yep.
Now the Green Bray Inn Cafe. The waiter greets Rob and Rebecca.
Good morning. You guys here for the buffet?
Rob and Rebecca.
Coffee.
I thought so. What can I get you?
Rebecca.
I would love a gingerbread latte, but if it's a syrup, only half a pump. And if you have 2% milk, that would be great. And also, if you could put just a little splash of cinnamon.
How about a dark roast with a splash of farm fresh milk?
So coffee.
I'm still the new kid in town. But next Christmas, I'll definitely have the Crimbo ginger apple crumble topped cappuccino nailed. But until then...
Coffee is fine.
Okay, about you?
Rob.
For here, to go?
To go.
Okay, awesome.
Vince appears.
And it's a good thing I got you in. I did. Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to thank you. We woke up this morning just feeling so much better about everything.
That's great. That's wonderful.
About what exactly?
You know, that old saying, many hands make light work. So thank you for insisting on helping.
Did I?
With baking all those pies?
Brian joins them.
No, that would be way too much. But the Roundup will still be a huge help.
Roundup, says. Is that difficult?
Hopefully it's not too hard since we're doing it together.
Are we?
A little later, Rob and Rebecca follow Vince and Brian outside. Rebecca.
So all we have to do is round up the ingredients for the pies?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vince hands her a list.
And I made a list of all the stops for you.
Rob.
Stops? Why can't we just walk to the local market or make a Costco run?
Brian.
Gotta get everything local, from the source. And I am sure you don't want to puff everything back for 200 pies, so who drives stick?
Rebecca struggles to roll up a window. Vince gives them a royal wave. Rebecca waves back. They're driving an old wood-paneled station wagon. It clunks along the main street. Then comes to a stop. Rebecca.
Not a word.
A banner reads Twinkle Light Parade, December 22nd. Now out of the vehicle, Rebecca consults the list. Rob buttons up his coat. Rob.
All right. What's first on the list?
Rebecca.
I don't know. You tell me, Mr. Volunteer.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry that I got us into this.
He puts on gloves.
Let's get it done so that we can get back to our room. And we could give each other some space. You can, I don't know, read a book, open up a bottle of...
peppermint tea.
Okay.
They arrive at the pet portrait place.
This is where we pick up the pie tins?
Now inside Kayla's pet portraits. Kayla paints a portrait of a Himalayan cat. Kayla.
And that's all I need. Thank goodness we realized Kyle prefers the goose feather over the duck down. That made all the difference.
Ooh, Cindy.
You ain't kidding.
Picks up Kyle.
That's her fellow. You silly pants.
Bye, Kyle. I'll call you when it's ready.
Okie
Cindy exits.
Wow, that's a lot of alpacas.
Yep.
Rob and Rebecca enter. Rob.
It's interesting Christmas music.
Kayla.
I was wondering when you'd get here.
Rebecca.
Who, us? How did you know?
We're a very tight community.
Al looks at one of the portraits on the wall.
Is that an alpaca with a hat?
You mean Dente.
As in Al?
Yeah, he's a local celebrity. Oh, wait. No, we've met before.
Yeah. My dog was sniffing out your treats. Is this really the place where we get the pie tins?
Yes. I help organize the market. Now, you have a terrier, right?
Yeah, good memory. His name's Jerry.
Ah, as in, Garcia?
No, as in Ben and.
Nice, thanks. Well, hey, if you have any interest in having Jerry's portrait done while you're here.
Yeah, he's not much of a sitter.
I work off photographs, too. She does. Well, if you change your mind, I will be working through Christmas regardless, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks. I'm gonna take these.
Rob takes the tins.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Goodbye. Yep. Bye-bye.
Rob and Rebecca exit the shop. They continue collecting supplies and packing them into the back of the station wagon. Rebecca consults the list and they high-five. Then they're on their way again. They arrive at a farm with silos decorated like snowmen.
Okay, last...
They pass through a horse barn.
Well, hey, horse. Hi. Rub a long face. Hey.
Snowflakes flutter through the air.
Hello.
Oh,
as they exit the barn.
Hello?
They find the farmer feeding alpacas treats.
Oh, hey.
Hi. Vincent Bryanson, us.
Merry Christmas. And God bless us, everyone.
The woman.
I always like to get it on the first take. We get a surprising amount of requests, especially at Christmas.
Requests for alpaca grants.
Rob.
Everybody loves a talking alpaca. And this must be Dente. Is this Dente?
Oh, told you, you're a legend. We came for the... I know. Robbie, you're on butter. Becca, eggs.
Okay.
Follow me.
Rebecca looks at Dente.
Hi.
Later, Rob and Rebecca arrive back at the inn. Rebecca.
I think I just need my book and bed. Stop.
Rob.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. Let's take the keys, drop them off, and sneak upstairs. They can unload.
Rob and Rebecca enter the inn. A group is gathered in the lobby. Rob and Rebecca try to sneak past. They're dressed in Dickensian costumes. Vince sees them.
Oh, you're back! Just in time.
Brian.
Technically, we waited for you.
For what?
Kayla.
Caroline.
Oh, you didn't need to do that. You didn't need to do that.
After today, of course we did. Bonnets for the ladies, top hats for the gentlemen.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything like that, so...
Not to worry. We do.
Rob and Rebecca are given Dickensian costumes.
For you.
Thank you. You know what? As fun as this would be, we have to unload the ingredients.
Please.
Your work is done. We got this. All you have to do is
get into character, governor.
Rob and Rebecca look at each other. The locals continue their warm-up. A little later, Rob and Rebecca come back downstairs clad in their costumes. The group is waiting for them downstairs.
Definitely posted.
Nope.
Good evening.
They're handed songbooks.
Okay, everyone, so just stay bundled up and sing from your heart.
And hot chocolate at the gazebo after.
Ooh. Now the carolers are out on the main street.
Merry Christmas and a happy
Rebecca.
Do you organize this too?
Oh, no, it's just something we've been doing forever.
The waiter.
Yeah, but when you send the email out, everyone shows up.
Even with a bonnet?
I know I do.
It's just a sweet tradition, but a good reminder of simpler times, too.
Now hot chocolate at the gazebo.
I like that.
You look really great. I mean, it's a good...
You look really great. Where'd you get that?
Rob is consulting his phone. Rebecca approaches. Rebecca.
We should get a line. It's going fast. Do you remember that hot chocolate we had at Bouchon? Oh, it was like drinking fudge. It was so good.
Rob.
Our contractor is amazing. He wants more time and he wants more money. I gotta call this guy right now. I'm gonna go back to the inn. I'll check on Jerry.
Rob goes off. Rebecca looks disappointed.
Hey. Yeah, dude, you were supposed to be done.
Kayla.
Who's ready for jingle bells?
Now back at the inn restaurant, water drips into a pan. Vince, on the phone.
Well, I just don't want the leak to get worse, so if you can make it by the end of the day, that would be best.
Vince hangs up.
Great, thank you.
The waiter.
So our new server called in sick on her first day.
Don't worry, I will help you, and we'll take it from there.
Brian.
I thought you said we're baking the minis today, since they box and store so beautifully, and the big ones not so much.
I did. But a few things have come up.
A few? What kind of things?
Rebecca enters. She checks out the drip. Coffee in hand, she looks at a bookshelf. Rebecca.
Word is on the street that I can borrow one of these?
Just make sure you return them when you're done.
Okay.
Rob creeps in.
If we're lucky, he'll be out of here by the end of the day.
To fix the leak?
Yes, you now need to be here. I now need to be in there.
And who's in the kitchen making all the pies we committed to?
It's just the minis today, and I am still working my way towards that.
See, that's why I didn't want to take on too much.
It's not like we knew that this was going to happen.
It's not about that. It's about stretching ourselves too thin every Christmas.
I just want everything to be special for all of us.
We can help.
No, you already did.
I mean, with the baking, or...
You really want to bake?
Yeah, if it'll help.
I mean...
Rob.
Actually, I took a course, so...
In what? Baking? When?
It was a while ago. It was a souffle course that I took at Milk Bar, and I took it a month ago.
Wow. Okay, since one of us is apparently a baker, why don't you, dive in?
With your help, too, right? I mean, you know, many hands.
Of course.
Great.
Thank you.
Next in the very tidy kitchen.
These are detailed instructions for the minis. I printed up a copy for each of you, and you have my cell. So if you need anything, just give me a call, and I will come running.
Rob.
Vince, we have the pies handled. Do not be afraid.
Great. Oh, and you will need these.
Vince grabs a couple of red aprons. They say Christmas baking crew.
Okay, enjoy.
Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Vince goes off.
Christmas baking crew.
Leaving Rob and Rebecca alone. Rob puts on his apron.
It just never came up. Why didn't you just tell me about the baking class?
We've been like two ships passing. You know.
Rebecca helps him tie his apron.
You know, just kind of odd. Didn't seem like you. Maybe you when we first met, or even when we were first married, but not you in the last 5 years.
Just a baking class, you know? Thought it was going to be fun. You were working.
I know. Just maybe I would have liked to take the baking class with you.
They look at each other. Later, Rebecca enters the restaurant. She goes up to the bar. The waiter.
What can I get you?
I suppose whatever's quick and easy. I don't have a lot of time to eat before this guy comes off.
May I suggest a sandwich?
Yes, you may. What is your favorite vegetarian?
Cranberry stuffing.
Oh, okay, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Rob enters.
What can I get you?
I'm gonna have whatever she's having.
All right.
What are we having?
A cranberry stuffing sandwich.
Sounds good.
Christmas stockings are placed in front of them.
What are these, Antonio?
Your stockings. Every guest gets one to decorate.
Oh, we don't have time. Yeah, we have pies in the oven.
Oh, there's always time to decorate. And you can always come back for more supplies if you don't finish.
Well, you know, I do like to decorate.
I know you do. Here, you want to do mine? It'll be quicker.
No, you do your own. You got good ideas. You're creative. I'm going to use this, though.
Rebecca looks at her Santa timer. They start decorating their stockings.
Look at all of this bling.
She holds up her stocking.
Time to spare.
You know, you got a little empty real estate there on the bottom.
Really?
And of this.
Really? Look at that's ridiculous.
They both check their phones.
Aww.
The parents have sent photos.
Versailles. Wasn't that with the chicken tagine?
Tagine. Yes. Actually, I remember the fig mie foyer with Zabion Green.
Okay, how do you remember the name of that?
It was so good.
Well, I remember you ate half a moon.
Actually, I think I ate mine and all of yours. But you said you were happy to share.
I was. It was our third anniversary.
I think we should send them a picture.
Right now?
We can't keep sending pictures of Jerry or selfies of each one of us. They're gonna know something's going on.
Hey, Beck, we're gonna have to tell them sooner or later.
I know. Just can't wait till after Christmas, okay?
Sure.
Rebecca gives Rob her phone.
Here.
He prepares to take a selfie.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Okay, can't look forced, okay?
One, two, three.
They smile and Rob snaps the selfie.
I see.
Rebecca looks at the photo. It looks kind of forced.
It's good enough. It really slipped your mind.
What?
The whole secret souffle series?
No. I wanted to bake a cake for you in our brand new kitchen at Christmas. To surprise you.
Really?
Listen. I am consumed with work. I'm all wrapped up with it. I'm not a good communicator anymore, and I don't listen to you, and I am sorry.
Me too.
I just wanted this Christmas to be special for you. I wanted this Christmas to be special for us.
The timer goes off.
Time's up.
Later that evening, Rob is walking Jerry.
Mom.
He looks at the Christmas lights.
Oh, look at this. It's beautiful.
They walk along the deserted street.
So then why do I feel so sad, Jerry? I mean, this is crazy. How do we get here? Me and Becca. I mean, yeah, there's a ton of stuff that I could have done differently. I know that.
They stop in front of a display.
Ah, look at that. It's Santa Claus and his reindeer. What are we gonna do now, Jerry? I know I sound nuts for asking you for advice.
Cindy appears.
Yep.
Thanks, Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how's it going with the windshield?
It's going.
Cindy gets in her truck.
It's going, Jerry. It's going.
Now back in the inn, Rebecca's room. Jerry's in a dog bed. Rebecca's in her own bed. Rebecca.
Hey, Jerry. Come up here, boy. Come here.
Jerry doesn't want to.
Okay, I get it. It looks really super comfy down there. Just never thought we'd end up here, you know? I mean, not that you need to worry about it, because you don't. It's just complicated.
Rebecca gets out of bed and goes down on the floor with a pillow beside Jerry. She covers herself up. Rebecca and Jerry fall asleep together. Next morning, the inn. Rebecca comes down to the lobby in her pajamas. Vince greets her.
Oh, hi. You're up early. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep, so I thought maybe I could borrow one of those books again.
Oh, Brian. Please do. And did you see your stockings? I hung them up right over here.
Their stockings are hung on the fireplace.
It's really sweet.
You know, there's a reason Lauren sends people up here.
Lauren, our marriage coach?
Sometimes we just need to take the time to be sweet to each other. Let us know if you need anything else.
Vince goes off. Rebecca thoughtfully looks at Rob's stocking. Meanwhile, upstairs in their room, Rob goes to Rebecca's room. Rob.
Hey. Beck?
Special delivery.
Rebecca returns to the room.
Good morning.
With coffee.
Good morning.
Here,
They got you the strongest they have. Figured you could use it.
Thank you.
She taps her cup against his. They take a seat in the common area.
So, turns out that Lauren didn't just hear about this place. She sends her clients here.
See? I told you she can't be trusted. All right, why do you have the keys?
Well, I figured we need them. If we're gonna get a tree.
Are we?
Yeah.
Where, for here?
Decorating is a highlight every year. Why should this year be any different? You game?
Yeah. They get up and go to their rooms. Next on the road in the station wagon. Rob.
You really figured out the stick shift, huh?
Rebecca.
It's a Christmas miracle.
They arrive at the alpaca farm. They get out of the car. The farmer comes to greet them. Farmer.
Hi.
When Vince called, I thought for sure you'd be coming for a cameo.
There's a hay wagon.
But a tree's good, too.
Hitched to a tractor.
Ever been on a tractor ride before?
Rob.
Well, I'm sure I have at some point in my life that I can't remember.
Rob and Rebecca look at each other.
I'll drive you out there. Look around. When you find one you like, just holler.
Yeah, sounds easy enough.
The farmer climbs onto the tractor.
Here, I'll help you up.
They're about to climb onto the hay bales. Rebecca notices two scrawny trees leaning on a wall.
What are those trees over there? Returns. But you can't return a tree, can you?
No, but every so often, someone cuts one down, changes their mind, and bails.
Just leaves them there?
You want one of those trees, don't you?
Well, we can't just leave them there. It's sad.
It's a tree, Rebecca.
I know. They need us.
Now they drive off with both trees. Back in their room, Rebecca takes alpaca decorations from a box. Rob.
I don't know why anyone would have abandoned these trees. They're perfect.
I know. I can't believe Gabby threw in all these ornaments. Look at these cute alpacas.
They are cute. Hey, do you remember we used to do a theme every year?
Oh, yeah.
All gold, all silver, all ribbons, all bows.
It was very specific, but very fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember why we stopped.
No, I do. Remember that year was your crazy energy bar campaign and I had the even crazier payroll drama?
Oh, yeah.
We just never got back into the flow.
Yeah, and now we have his and her Christmas trees.
Yeah.
They look at the dog.
I think I'm gonna go break for some macaroons.
Oh.
Do you want anything from downstairs?
No. I mean, I gotta email our guy about the color of the stain for the cabinets and walk Jerry and.
We'll finish up later, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Rebecca goes off. Outside the inn, snow is falling. Now Rebecca sits alone in the cafe. Antonio presents her with a plate of macarons. Antonio.
I know you said to choose the best one, but I'm sorry. I love them all.
Rebecca.
Okay, the more the merrier.
So is Robbie coming down?
No, he's busy picking up the stains for our cabinets.
Oh, do you want me to put that to go?
No, it's okay. He's got it.
So you have me picking out your macaroons and your husband picking out...
Pretty much our entire kitchen. It's kind of his thing. What?
I just think the kitchen is the heart of the home. Shouldn't that make it both of your things?
Antonio goes off. Rebecca looks out the window. She sees Rob with Jerry.
Come on, Jerry. Come on.
Now Rob's out walking Jerry. Jerry runs in through an open door.
Hey, Jerry! Where you going, buddy? Hey!
They've entered a Christmas decoration storage room.
Bobby?
Jerry!
Hey, what are you eating?
Rebecca catches up with him.
Hey. There you are.
She has a bag of macarons.
I know that you said you didn't want any macaroons, but it's Christmas. And they have a killer assortment.
Yeah? It's very sweet. What are my options?
Well, candy cane was really good, but the eggnog and gingerbread is ridiculous.
Rob holds out his hand. The door closes. Rebecca tries the door. They're surrounded by giant gingerbread men and cutout Santas.
It's a lot.
Am I the only one thinking about creepy elves right now?
room in the storage building. Rebecca's at the window. Rob.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can hear you, baby. These windows are double pane.
Rob takes off his gloves.
Why aren't they answering their phone?
Rebecca tries to use her phone.
Ah.
Rob finds a broom.
Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Rob goes to the door.
Okay.
He crouches down and fiddles with the latch. Rebecca eats a macaron.
I should have gotten you your MacGyver toolkit.
This is my MacGyver tool.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah?
Sorry about the remodel. About assuming that you wanted to do it all by yourself.
Hey, it's okay. I like doing it, you know?
Yeah, I know. Maybe you might have wanted some input from me. I just assumed it'd be easier. You know?
Hey, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm?
I'm sorry that I didn't listen to you when you chimed in. What I didn't realize was that when you were chiming in at those moments, it was because it was important to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh!
Rebecca checks her phone.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look, they went to Domaine du Bagnol.
Judy loves her wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is that a French Jerry? You think he's still alive?
Fuck.
Ah. You know, he's not as cute as her Jerry.
Yeah. I'm glad they're having fun.
Come on.
I feel bad about not being there with them, though.
Got it.
Rob pushes on the door and falls out.
Rebecca. What?
Brian appears.
Okay.
Brian.
I thought I heard someone.
Now back at Gabby's farm. Rob and Rebecca are with the alpacas. Rob.
Thank you for letting us do this.
Rebecca.
So I just feed it to her.
They're big raisin fans.
We kind of thought that you were gonna do
Gabby.
It.
When the request comes from out of town, but since you're here and wanted to voice it, it's all you. And you too.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, they wanted pictures. We're giving them alpacas.
Yeah, it'll make you smile.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, action.
Gabby videos.
Hi, Becca and Robbie's parents.
The alpacagram.
The kids wanted us to let you know that Christmas won't be the same without you.
But they want you to have an incredible time.
Merry Christmas.
Je t'aime, Patch Banane.
Gabby stops the video.
Did you just say, I love you, Banana Patch?
No, I just said, I love you. Have fun.
I'm pretty sure you said Banana Patch. It was Banana Patch.
Now back at the inn. Rob and Rebecca get out of the car.
Jeez.
Rob looks at his hand.
He nibbled me. I mean, it's like a cute little nibble, but it's definitely a nibble.
Well.
He shows Rebecca.
He was hungry. And apparently, so am I.
Yeah? You know, it's after 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Would you like to have dinner with me? Sit down, napkin on the lap, like a date. We've been married for 13 years, and I don't know why. I'm nervous asking you that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
After you.
They head in. Now in his room, Rob looks through his clothing. In her room, Rebecca puts on makeup. Rob rejects another sweater. Rebecca looks in the mirror. Rob selects a red sweater.
It's festive.
Rebecca puts on lipstick.
Way too much.
Way too much.
Now they both come out of their rooms. Rebecca wears a black dress. Rob's wearing his red sweater and black pants. They look at each other. Rob.
Look beautiful.
Rebecca.
Thank you. It's just comfy.
Shall we?
Now down in the inn restaurant. A fire burns in the fireplace. Brian's wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. Antonio looks dapper in a suit. Brian.
I think that suit might be cheating.
Antonio.
I refuse to wear an ill-fitted sweater.
Vince holds up.
But I did bring the ugly.
An ugly hanky.
Does this count?
Kayla.
Nice. Next year, I'm rocking the handkerchief instead of this.
She wears an ugly sweater.
You can pull anything off.
Are you flirting with me?
Rob and Rebecca enter. They see a sign closed for a private event. Rob.
Isn't a great start.
Should we go somewhere else?
Vince.
Come in.
Oh, Rebecca.
Oh, we can't crash your holiday party.
No, it's our staff party that's always open to friends.
Come on. We got martinis and you already got your ugly sweater on, so come in.
Rob looks down at his sweater.
Are you talking to me?
Everyone enjoys the party, indulging in food and drink.
Cheers.
Rob.
So, the Christmas parade, this is the biggest event of the holidays around here?
Antonio.
No one misses it, man. No one.
Vince.
Even our fur families come out.
Rebecca.
Sounds like a huge parade. I can't wait.
It really is quite the event. I can't wait to see Rosie in the parade tomorrow.
Oh, would Jerry want to ride with Rosie? She would love the company.
I mean,
it would be a cute picture.
Yeah. Kayla.
Any chance you've got the fixings for a white chocolate martini?
I can make it.
No, you can't work at your own holiday party. That's just...
I can.
Really?
Yeah.
No, she can. That's where we met. Bartending together in college.
Yeah.
Very romantic, I know.
Well, I would love one too, if it's not too much trouble.
Yeah, no, not at all. As long as I have my bar back.
Yeah. I measure you pour.
Yeah.
Rob and Rebecca assume bartending duties.
All right, that's the first one.
Together they mix up Christmas cheer. Edible snowmen are placed as a garnish in chocolate martinis. The glasses are rimmed in chocolate flakes. Rebecca pours champagne.
Now it's a party.
Rob torches a marshmallow top drink. A little later, the bartending is done.
Oh, guys, look at that. Look at that.
Rob and Rebecca are under mistletoe.
Looks like you got a kiss.
They look up at the mistletoe.
I mean...
It's tradition.
It's tradition.
Rob and Rebecca kiss.
Happy holidays!
The next day, the town is preparing for the parade. In the inn lobby, Brian brushes Rosie. He gives her a little kiss. Rob and Rebecca prepare Jerry. Rebecca.
I say we go with the antlers.
Rob.
Agreed.
Holds antlers up to Jerry.
You are both fine and distinguished, Jerry.
They grin at each other. Now at the parade, crowds line the main street.
Hey.
Okay.
Rob and Rebecca find their spot.
This is a good spot. This is great.
This is a great spot.
Rebecca.
Okay, so Brian said it was going to go down Main Street and then loop around.
Rob wears flashing Christmas lights.
Did we miss it?
Cindy.
Nope, you're good.
Rob.
Wow. She is everywhere.
Rebecca looks at the lights.
Can you do something about that so I don't lose the power of sight?
This?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Rob stops the lights from flickering.
Are they coming?
The parade approaches.
Oh, look!
A walking snowman and candy cane appear.
Yay!
You know what I love about parades? Mm. Is how excited you get.
Rob points.
Ooh, there's a snowman!
Look at that. Look at that car.
Give it a honk.
Yes! Yeah.
They watch the floats pass.
Look, there's Jerry.
Jerry's on a lit-up tree-lined float.
There's our boy.
Jerry's seated on a box wearing his antlers and a red scarf.
Jerry, right here.
They try to take a picture of him.
What's next?
The large float passes and the street is empty. The crowd starts leaving.
Is that it? It's the whole parade?
Maybe it's gonna loop around again?
Cindy.
Nope.
Or not.
Okay, well, either way, I feel like I just sent Jerry off to college.
Then you're really gonna...
Rob holds up his phone.
This.
Oh, will you send that to me?
I already did.
A photo of Jerry on the float.
Get it?
Oh, you're the best.
Thanks.
Do make a pretty good team sometimes, huh?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go get our dog. He's had a long day. I'm gonna take him back to the inn, put him to bed, and then I'll find you in a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Rebecca arrives at Kayla's shop. Rebecca.
Kayla.
Hi.
Hi.
Was that Jerry riding in style?
Yes.
Giving us a major photo moment.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if it's not too late, I could maybe take you up on your offer to paint his portrait.
For Christmas?
Yeah. Look, just got...
Rebecca shows Kayla the photo.
Oh, come on. Adorable. I know it's last minute, so if you can't fit it in, I understand.
Now, I would not have offered if I couldn't.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my first solo Christmas since my divorce, so it just feels good to stay busy.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not, and I know he's not. It's just an adjustment.
I can't imagine. Actually, I can, kind of, because I've been looking at it recently, but I guess you don't really know how you're going to feel until it's, like, completely done deal. And you can't really change your mind because you can't go back. I'm going to email this to you, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, also, it's a surprise for Robbie, so can you not mention it?
My lips are sealed.
Email me.
Yeah. No, don't forget, tomorrow night, pies for pets and the Christmas market.
Christmas market.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Rebecca exits. Now she rejoins Robbie.
Hey, prepare to be impressed. Hot chocolate, half a puff of peppermint, 2% milk, and a single swirl of whipped cream.
Oh, I could cry. Thank you.
Hey, wrong way.
What do you mean? I'm about 5 minutes away from my sweatpants and a trashy novel.
Or, how about a holiday light stroll?
A what?
When was the last time you and I just wandered around aimlessly?
I don't know. Actually, Venice. 8 years ago, remember?
Yes. Do you remember that Christmas tree we found? The glass blow was huge.
It was very swirly. Yeah, hard to forget. Where should we go?
Anywhere.
Rob and Rebecca go for a walk. They walk through the abundance of Christmas lights and decorations.
I love how this town just goes full out.
Yeah, it's kind of like the theme of this different little nook of a town.
Yeah, it's just bright and light. Makes me happy.
I can tell. Because you take this little inhale like you just did when you want to savor the moment.
Really?
Yeah. You always have.
They stop walking.
Surprised you noticed.
Why are you saying that? Because I didn't notice that you stopped eating meat.
I used to notice everything. At least you made me feel like you did. And then gradually, you stopped.
Noticing? What?
Me.
Never. I hate that you feel that way.
It's fine.
No. Rebecca, it's not fine. I wish I knew you felt that way.
Probably should have said something. Thank you. Should we keep going?
I'm following your lead.
Next, they arrive at a brightly lit, heavily decorated gazebo. A couple of other pedestrians are milling around. Rob and Rebecca climb the steps to the gazebo.
So beautiful.
It is beautiful.
They walk among the snowmen and candy canes.
Can't get that song out of my head.
What song?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
You mean... We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
They sort of dance.
And a happy new year. I mean, that song? Why would that song stick in your head?
No, I don't know.
I haven't seen you laugh like that in a long time.
They stand facing each other.
Yeah. I don't think I have laughed like that in a long time.
Rebecca sits down at a picnic table. Rob watches her.
What?
Rob moves closer. He kneels down in front of her.
I'm sorry, Becca.
After all this time, I have taken you for granted. And I love you. And I promise that I have never stopped noticing you. And I never will.
Rebecca puts a hand on Rob's cheek. Slowly, they lean into each other. Rob and Rebecca kiss. Alone in the gazebo, they continue kissing. Now back at the inn, nighttime. Rob and Rebecca's room.
Now,
Rebecca's heading to bed.
Do you know what time it is?
Rob holds up a video, a Christmas carol.
It's all right.
It's all true.
It all happened. Stay up with me. Watch our movie.
Rebecca takes his hand.
How do you do this? It's been like 20 years since I used a VHS. Yeah, I still got it. You ready?
He sits on the couch.
So ready.
Come here.
Rebecca sits on the couch beside Rob. Rob starts the movie. They cuddle on the couch. Jerry lays on Rebecca. They fall asleep watching the movie. The next day. Kayla's in her shop/studio painting. Antonio enters the restaurant and sets a small gift-wrapped box on the bar. He takes off his coat. Now in the inn's kitchen. Vince yawns and puts on a Christmas apron. Brian enters with two mugs of coffee. Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh.
Vince and Brian kiss.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're such a good sport. Here we go.
Brian puts on an apron.
Okay.
Vince.
Let's make some pies up in this kitchen.
Now Rob and Rebecca head out.
Hey, guys,
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, I don't need to get more gifts at the Christmas market, but I think I am definitely going to.
You're absolutely going to. We're just doing our part.
Exactly.
Oh.
They spot their car with a big red bow on it.
I didn't expect that.
That was quick. I mean, not quick. But
earlier than expected. Huh.
So what do we do?
I mean, we could leave. And wouldn't that be weird?
Leaving?
Yeah, before the market.
Right. The market. We got to go and support the market. And we got to see if the kids like
it. Totally. And I have to get my mom one of those soap dishes,
Soap dish, right.
Yeah.
So we stay.
I mean, just be rude not to.
Rebecca takes Brian's arm and they continue on their way. Later at the Christmas market. Rebecca.
Glad we didn't miss this.
Rob.
It reminds me of Borough Market.
They walk through the market.
That's what this reminds me of.
Carrying striped cups.
That. It was a happy day.
I hope so. It was our honeymoon.
You think we can get back there?
We're out of London?
No. It's a happy days. I mean, I think we can if we try. The last couple of days have proven that.
Yeah. It's been fun.
We should try.
Yeah.
Way more fun than I expected.
Hey.
Come on. Well, you know what I mean.
They spot an old couple sitting together eating. They share a whole pie.
That right there. See that? That's what I always pictured for us.
What, sitting on a bench eating pie with two forks and no plate?
Growing old together.
Rebecca looks at Rob.
Me too.
Vince approaches.
Did you two see that line?
With Brian.
Kids are absolutely loving the minis.
Do you want to try one?
Oh.
No.
You can't steal food from kids, man.
Don't worry. I think we're going to have extras. Come.
In that case. Come. What's that?
Oh, I'll meet you there.
All right. Say hi.
The guys go off. Rebecca answers her call.
Hey, Mom. Did you get the link I sent?
Rebecca's mom.
What link?
We sent you a video.
The what?
Wait, okay, hold on.
Rebecca sends the video again.
Oh, it didn't send. Okay, I'm sending it again now.
Well, I got the pictures. And, you know, that's why I was calling. I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay.
Yeah, of course. Why do you ask?
Oh, you took a ton of photos of Jerry. Very cute, but there's only one of you guys. You know, you didn't look all that happy.
Oh, that was just early on, you know, with the windshield and the car and everything. Actually, we're having a pretty great time.
That's a huge relief for everyone. But you know, I should have known. When do you guys ever have a bad vacation? And I'm so happy you were able to leave the stress at home.
Yeah, we did.
Rob returns.
Hey.
He holds out a mini pie for Rebecca.
I saved you one. Guess what? We crushed it. These pies are amazing. Everything okay with your mom?
Yeah, she's fine.
You know, you gonna get her a Christmas present? Maybe one of those soap dishes?
I don't know.
You don't know if you're gonna get her a soap dish, or you don't know if that's what she wants. Did you ask her what she wants for Christmas?
Yeah. She said that all she wants for Christmas is for us to be happy.
Why did she say that?
I guess she sensed something was wrong.
What did you say to her?
I told her not to worry and that it's been nice to get away.
That's good.
But is that the problem, though?
What?
Look at this place. It's so sweet, quaint, and completely different than our day-to-day reality. It's like we're in a bubble here.
Yeah, I know. But we're in the bubble together.
Right. But without any stress.
No, there's been stress.
We're always great on vacation.
Maybe you say that like it's a bad thing.
Because we have to go home. We have to go back to our normal lives. And then everything's gonna go back to the way it was before.
What are you saying?
I've had a great time here, really. And I want things to change. I really do. But do you really see that happening? Like, really?
They sit together looking miserable.
Let's just go home in the morning, okay?
No, I'm gonna go up to the hotel room. I'm gonna pack our bags, okay?
Rob goes off. Vince and Brian notice him leaving. Now back at the inn. At the desk, Rebecca hands back the keys. Rebecca.
We enjoyed every minute of it. Really.
Brian.
Even the one with the giant ornament?
Okay, well, that wasn't really ideal, but the rest. Or maybe there were a few more, but either way, I would give you guys a very high rating.
On Yelp?
Don't push it. Merry Christmas.
Vince and Brian come around the desk. They both embrace Rebecca. Vince.
I hope you guys come back.
Yeah. We'll see.
Nothing's ever perfect. No one, especially. And sometimes you just need to rip everything apart and make a total mess and rearrange it the way you want it to be. That's what we did.
Take care.
Rebecca goes off. Now on the main street. Rob sits on a bench with Jerry on his lap. The old couple passes him by. Rob.
I never wanted it to end here, buddy. I never wanted it to end. And I guess I thought that it never would. Well, maybe that's the problem, huh? Maybe that's the problem.
Antonio enters Kayla's shop. Kayla.
It took me a few tries to nail his expression, but I think you're going to be happy with
Kayla
it.
Kayla holds a wrapped canvas.
I know you.
Antonio.
Hey.
Hey.
Holds a gift.
I was going to wait until the buffet tonight to give this to you, but...
What is it?
Oh, it's a Christmas gift.
Oh, I mean, why?
Do you want, like, the common explanation involving St. Nicholas?
You know what I mean.
Oh, now you know why... Didn't want to give it to you in front of everyone.
He hands her the gift.
Right.
Don't worry, it's just a little something.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rebecca enters as Antonio's leaving.
Hey.
Hey.
Rebecca approaches the counter. Rebecca.
That from...
Kayla.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's not an evil elf inside. Are you gonna open it? What if it's sweet?
Well, what if it is? Well, he clearly likes you.
We're friends, you know, and we should just stay friends, right?
And only you can answer that, right?
Just open it.
Kayla unwraps the gift. Inside the box is a hanky.
Oh, come on, it's so cute.
Kayla pushes the wrapped canvas toward Rebecca.
Thank you.
Rebecca takes the canvas and goes off.
Bye.
Rebecca exits the shop. Back at the inn, Rosie and Jerry are out in the snow. Rebecca goes up to the room. Rob greets her at the door with their bags. Rebecca.
Hey.
Rob.
I got everything.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
Where's Jerry?
I wanted him to play outside before we got in the car.
Okay. I'll go get him.
Okay. And I will get these loaded.
Rebecca goes off. Rob hangs back. Now down in the restaurant. Antonio lights a candle. Kayla enters. Antonio.
Hey.
Kayla.
Hey.
You're here early for the buffet?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you.
You opened it.
She's wearing it around her neck.
Oh. not too loud?
No, a little bit, but I like it. And maybe you, too. So, after the holidays, you want to grab that dinner?
Like a date?
We don't need to label it.
Oh, dinner it is.
Cool.
Okay. We can go here.
Yeah.
Or somewhere else.
Yeah, that. Maybe somewhere else?
Yeah.
Now Rob is taking the bags out to the car. He pops the trunk open, revealing the canvas wrapped in brown paper tied up with a bow. He picks it up and takes out the card. There's a note. We will always be family. Love you. XO. Becca. Rob looks around. There's no one about. He unties the bow. Then he unwraps the portrait of Jerry wearing the antlers. Rob sits down on the bumper of the car. He stares at the portrait. Then he holds it close to his chest.
Okay, Jerry, come on. Come on. Come on, buddy, we have to go home.
See, that's the problem. Nothing is going to feel like home unless we're together. No, I know that we have tried everything, remodel, try to stay busy, but we have just forgot how to look at each other, how to listen to each other.
He strokes her cheek with his thumb.
I spend time together. I miss you already.
Maybe I have missed you for years, but how do you say that to someone when they're standing right in front of you the whole time?
You just did. We don't get along on vacation because we're on vacation. We get along because we make time for each other.
And we did forget to make time for each other. You really think that's going to change?
We'll change our priorities. I'm going to make you my priority. I love you. I will always love you.
And I will always love you. I have missed this. I've missed us so much putting us first. Do you really think we can?
I will. We just have to do it together.
Rob and Rebecca kiss. At the top of the steps, Jerry looks on. Now back in the lobby, Rob.
So the 26th. That still works for
Rebecca.
You.
As long as it doesn't complicate things too much.
Vince.
You know, we would love to have you back.
Brian.
Just didn't know it'd be so soon.
But we're happy about it all the same.
Yes.
And you'll join us for dinner tonight?
It's more of a buffet.
As long as it's before 6.
And one key or two?
I think one is good.
I think one is great.
They're holding hands.
Just check out and go home.
I didn't want to come in the first place.
A couple of bickering new guests arrive. The guests run outside. Brian goes out. Rob and Rebecca follow. A giant ornament has fallen on their car.
Well, I guess they'll be staying a little longer.
Vince goes back inside. Rob and Rebecca stand on the doorstep, kissing. Fade to black.